Welcome to the weekend. This is Stephen Schmidt from the Gazette Digital News Desk, and I'm here with your update for the weekend of Saturday, June 19th and Sunday, June 20th. As a reminder, Father's Day is Sunday, so you still have some time to plan for that if you forgot. I'm not implicating myself here or anything. After a Friday where storms mostly stayed south of Interstate 80, forecasters are predicting a chance for rain again. According to the National Weather Service, it should be sunny for much of the day Saturday in the Cedar Rapids area with a high near 88 degrees. Then, Saturday night into Sunday, there will be an increasingly likely chance for rain, with the rainfall being most likely after 7 a.m. Sunday morning. Then, there will be a chance for rain again on Sunday night. When it's not raining Sunday, it should be mostly cloudy, with a high near 90 degrees. A man was taken to the hospital with what police described as life-threatening injuries Friday night after he was struck by a car on Highway 100. Cedar Rapids police arrived on the scene of the call around 11:32 p.m. Officers were directed to a collision between a vehicle and a pedestrian on Highway 100 west of its exit to Interstate 380. The person struck by the vehicle was hospitalized for life-threatening injuries. The driver of the vehicle that struck the man stayed on the scene. That person was treated for injuries as well, although these were described as non-life-threatening. The Cedar Rapids City Council is slated Tuesday to consider financial incentives for an immense FedEx warehouse and distribution facility proposed for the fast-developing Southwest Quadrant, a $108.6 million investment that would create 434 mostly part-time jobs. The council will review a proposed term sheet outlining the scope of the project and tax reimbursements on the approximately 479,000-square-foot warehouse, which developer Scannell Properties is looking to build at 1035 Commerce Park Drive Southwest. Construction would be expected to start by August 1st and wrap up by September 30th of 2022. This is the second project exceeding a $100 million investment that Cedar Rapids has pursued in the last year. Global aerospace company BAE Systems is building a $139 million, 200,000-square-foot classified defense aerospace facility in the Southwest Quadrant as well. According to the Associated Press, a divided Iowa Supreme Court on Friday banned police from searching people's uncollected trash without a warrant, outlawing an investigative technique that had been used for decades. The court ruled 4-3 that officers commit an unreasonable search and seizure under the Iowa Constitution when they look for evidence of crimes and trash left for collection outside homes. The judges determined that searching through trash without a warrant is the same as trespassing on private property. The Iowa Ideas 2021 virtual conference will be here before you know it, and we would like you to be our guest on the house. The Gazette is providing free access to this two-day gathering with more than 50 sessions filled with thought-provoking local and national speakers, all ready to engage you on a variety of important and timely Iowa issues. Join us October 14th and 15th for this can't-miss idea exchange experience. Learn more and register for the event at iowaideas.com. Have a good weekend, everyone. Hopefully it actually rains a bit.